So good evening, my fellow Earthlings. This is the Candid Show, brought to you by host Sriram. I'm Krishna, which is my co-host today. So once again, we are back today, and we are going to pick up a very interesting topic, a topic I think which all of you will definitely learn something by the end of this podcast. So we'll be talking about cryptocurrency today. We'll be exploring different aspects of cryptocurrency. We'll be giving you a basic idea on what it is, and we'll also be explaining what how cryptocurrency works right now. And near the end, we'll be talking about the advantages / disadvantages of cryptocurrency right now. So to give you a basic idea of what cryptocurrency actually is, it's basically some kind of a commodity or some kind of virtual currency which is used to trade goods and services. So for example, some of these companies have their own cryptocurrencies which they call as tokens. So they use these tokens, and you can use these tokens to purchase their goods and services. So to obtain these tokens, you will have to exchange your real value of currency and procure these tokens to purchase the goods and services. So this is the basic idea on what cryptocurrency actually is. So if you're wondering what's the technology behind cryptocurrency, there are three main technologies actually, one of which is called as blockchain technology, which we'll be talking about in detail in the coming up as soon. And we'll also be exploring on what decentralization is. So we'll be explaining what is the concept, and also we'll be talking about cryptography and a basic idea on what it actually is. So I think we'll like to jump right into how cryptocurrency actually works. So the very first technology which we like to talk about is blockchain technology. So Krishna, what do you think is blockchain? How will you explain the technology of blockchain to a layman?
So to speak about the different types of technology in cryptocurrency, so the first of all, we have to see the blockchain technology, where it is about distributing the authority to number of computers. So like if you have something, so if you have a information or if you have a transaction, yeah. So consider the real life. So I am saying an example for the layman. So yeah. If you consider a bank, you will have some transaction details which one person will have the record of it, yeah. All the transactions and etc. So anybody can go and change the transactions, or there is no much security in real life. So if you apply the same concept in digitalized cryptocurrency, so like if you see in cryptocurrency, the in blockchain technology, so using blockchain technology, the security is ensured very highly. So compared to the real life, the security is very high in blockchain technology, as the decentralization concept is applied in cryptocurrency in the blockchain technology, where you have the transaction details and you decide to give it to n number of systems. So like number of like 50 systems, I give my control and authority for the transaction I made with any person to number of systems, so it will save all the transaction. And if someone wants to hack the system and get the information that I have regarding transaction or money or anything, so they have to hack all the 50 systems in order to hack my entire system. Yeah. So that is considered as impossible nowadays. So and that is the blockchain technology. So it's also called as ledger distribution technology, where the ledger is something that monitors your transaction details and everything.
Yeah, as Krishna told, he explained it in a very simple way. I think all of you would have probably understood what he meant. So if you want to have a technical understanding of what the technology stands for, it's basically something, as he told, as distributed ledger system. So if you take it for example, so as Krishna told, only one person has the authoritative power, or only one person usually has access to the ledger. But in case of blockchain technology, the same ledger is basically duplicated and spread across a number of systems, say 50 to 60 systems. In that way, the fraudulent activities or any kind of malpractice is obviously less problem. And that's because since data is probably distributed, not everybody has equal access to the data. So obviously they have to get through all 50 or 60 computers to get any sort of data from the computer. And that is how I think blockchain has a very strong advantage over the normal currency. So I'd like to tell you as to what is the main differentiator factor between blockchain and the normal technology. So let us consider a person X. So he creates an arbitrary cryptocurrency, for example. So the very big problem with this is that there is a problem of trust here. So what is the probability that the person takes all your money and runs away? So there is like no probability, there is no certainty with which you can actually tell that the person is actually going to the currency will be used as transaction, but probably he might steal and you will never know about it. So this is where cryptocurrency comes in, or this is where the blockchain technology comes into play. So for a normal data, you generally use SQL tables. So if any of you know what's SQL, basically the manually user enters the so-and-so amount which is being transaction is being made. So obviously any person can come and enter the SQL tables. He does not need to have any brain. But in case of blockchain technology, the control is not even with you. The control is with 50 or 60, say, computers, and obviously you do not have any controlling authority over it, and nobody even has a say into what goes on in blockchain. So I think that is what is the most biggest advantage of blockchain technology, I guess. So the next biggest technology operating behind cryptocurrency is obviously cryptography. So Krishna, what do you think is like cryptography? How would you explain it again in simple terms?
So cryptography in simple words is, in simple words I'm saying that showing the information you need and hiding the information that you don't need. So that is cryptography in general terms to explain it. So it will show you whatever the information you need regarding a transaction or anything digitalized, whatever the detail you need, it will provide only that information what you have to know and what you need. So what you don't need, those informations will be hidden by the cryptography. So that is the basic explanation of cryptography, yeah.
Yeah, as Krishna told, I think it's pretty simple actually. Basically, encoding and decoding of any message which is not relevant to you is simply can be termed as cryptography. It is basically a combination of computational mathematics and using codes and using some of these computer science concepts. You create this some sort of an alternative code to basically have secure transactions. And again, this technology is primarily used to actually initiate safe and financial proper transactions. And that is why cryptography is originally used, I guess. And nothing very big. I think it's actually a very big field, actually, cryptography. We cannot go into the entire depth of it. There are a lot of different ways of cryptography also, and there are various stages slash ranges also. The cryptography could be very, very strong, or that is, it could be very, very anonymous, or it could be completely anonymous, autonomous, just like for example Bitcoin and Ethereum. Because Bitcoin and Ethereum right now, they are not exactly like privacy protected. Everybody can have access to them to a certain extent, but there are a few of these cryptocurrencies, for example Zcash and Monero. Some of these are highly have strong cryptocurrency software in them, so it's pretty difficult to access. So yeah, this is, I think, the basic idea of how cryptocurrency actually works. So as we near the end, we like to talk about the advantages slash the disadvantages of cryptocurrency, and I think it is very important to discuss this because more people are slowly starting to get into this market, and I think you need to be very aware of what are the risks and what are the rewards which this cryptocurrency has to offer to you. So what are the advantages in your opinion, Krishna?
So the basic advantage, or something that I told before, is that the security. So the security of your money or your transaction is completely insured. So it is no one can hack. So like we said, only the possibilities. So if someone has to hack your entire system of money and transactions, they should hack all the systems where you gave the authority to.
Yeah.
So that is not even possible. So 99%. So that they ensure the security of your transactions and money. That is the very big advantage of cryptocurrency. Yeah.
Yes, Krishna, I think that's probably the biggest advantage, is that the security is actually very, very strong cryptocurrency. Again, that's stressing the blockchain again. That is because those are the softwares which kind of strengthen this cryptocurrency. And this is very useful in economies or the countries which have very low currency rates. So for example, countries which are starting to barely grow right now. So those countries have very low currency rates, and for those countries, you can probably introduce cryptocurrency and they can probably flourish more and more, because again, it's a very populating market. So it's very easy to grow using cryptocurrency as your primary currency. So talking about the disadvantages, I think there are a lot of disadvantages. I think the biggest probably one is security again, because as I told you already, security is an advantage, and it can also be a disadvantage as well. And that's because of the cryptographic technology. As we already told you, there are a lot of the cryptocurrencies currently going in the market. And just for information, Bitcoin is currently the highest trading cryptocurrency with about 969.9 billion value. And there are like n number of cryptocurrencies, we don't even have track of it. So there are very few of them which have very strong cryptographic software, which is very difficult to access. You probably cannot even see them moving around the market. So probably these kinds of cryptocurrencies are subject to any kind of fraudulent activities or practices, I guess. So yeah, Krishna, do you have anything else left?
Yeah, and Shiram, as you told that due to these fraudulent activities, if your transaction or your money is taken away by some means, you can't retrieve it. So that is the very big problem. That is the major disadvantage I see in cryptocurrency.
True.
Everything is digitalized, right? So you can't catch the thief easily. So like,
that's correct.
You can't do anything if you lose your money or transaction details or anything in such content. Yeah. And Shiram, as we near the end, the question I want to ask you is that, do you believe in future? So like, where the technological advancement world we will be attaining? So in the future, do you think every transactions for every companies will be not only for companies but also for the general people, will the cryptocurrency kind of the transaction will take over what we have, the present kind of the physical money? So what do you think?
So I honestly think there is not going to be a big takeover in terms of cryptocurrency, because I think it is very, it's kind of like in its baby markets right now. I guess it is steadily starting to grow right now, to slowly starting to mature into this very big giant. And even if it matures, I think it is not going to take over anything. We probably might be doing smaller transactions or basic transactions with cryptocurrency, and apart from that, I do not see how cryptocurrency has the potential to kind of like take over the actual currency. I honestly, in my opinion, real currencies and virtual currencies probably should go hand in hand for development of any country, and both of the either one of those should not be more in amount, I guess. So yeah, that is probably the end of this episode, guys. We probably discussed majority of the stuff. I think there's obviously a lot of stuff to go through, but we decided we just want to do an outlay on what actually it is. So I hope you have learned something at the end of this. So we've also launched a WordPress account where we write our blogs also. So I hope you go and read it as well, and we'll put posting the blog for this recording also. So please go and check it out. And as usual, if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticism, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And make sure to listen to Spotify as well and follow us on Spotify. So that'll be it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.